Welcome to the Tarot Coven cast. Real people, real talk, real magic.
I just have always really wanted to do a witchy tarot podcast. So I hope that with the show that we're going to have these entertaining but educational conversations that, like I said, bring people together in a community of like-minded souls. In future episode topics, new moon intentions. We're also going to do one about the full moon in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about what I like to call the sticky cards. It's the cards that really kind of get your goat and like grind your gears. There's no bad cards in the tarot, but there are cards that you flip them and you're like, oh, fuck you again. Or like, oh, what am I supposed to do with this, right? Then we're going to do the sweet cards, the cards you love to see, the cards that just fill you with joy, the cards that you're like, oh yes, it's going to be a good day. There's going to be a couple of episodes where we dish on pop culture. So we might talk about television, films, books, music. We will be chatting about the Wheel of the Year. We want to talk about cards that the more you work with them, they take on kind of a different meaning than you would have ever have found in the Little White Book or in anybody else's interpretation because they become so personal to you. I want to talk about whether or not we read reversals. Maybe we're going to chat about imposter syndrome. I don't know. Maybe I'm not even like good enough to talk about imposter syndrome. There really is magic all around us all the time. What does magic mean to you? Influencing the world around you through your energy and intention, which again, I think is particularly effective through language.
Finding what lights you up, really what is your practice in this world. And once you discovering it, once you have discovered it, putting it into practice day to day and just enjoying each day. Like really that is the magic, is realizing that life is beautiful. This life is beautiful. There are lessons to be learned, but to enjoy the ride.
It's the act of drawing in your own power, remembering who you are, and you're kind of holding dominion over your own fate rather than just being complacent. It's a really empowering practice, and it nurtures your connection with the sacred because it reminds us that we are sacred and we are part of something that's much bigger than ourselves. And I find that it just makes me a better person, just knowing that.
Ooh, magic. I mean, yeah, there's, you know, like rituals and practices and, you know, sage and crystals and all that witchy stuff. But I feel like magic is yourself. It's what you create. It's discovering your inner power.
I am so excited to share this with the world. Until then, everyone, keep making magic.